Tisha B'Av at this place is especially meaningful. The Kaisel has two aspects to it. One is what's behind the wall, and the other is what's in front of the wall. Behind the wall is the place where Akedis Yitzchak happened, where we had the greatest meeting place between the Shechina, between God's presence and the Jewish people, where physicality and reality bent and became one, that there was no distances between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what's behind the wall, a place of absolute bliss, which is still there to a certain extent. And then there is the place in front of the wall. The place in front of the wall is a place of tefillah, of calling out to God, of coming with all parts of Klal Yisrael together and knowing that we are one nation. Behind the wall, 10 miracles would happen daily. In front of the wall, people would come to see those miracles. This is not a place of physicality. It is a place where physicality melts away, is wiped away, moves to the side, and the physical and the spiritual become one. In front of the wall, there are every single kind of Jew found in this place. You will find religious, not religious, Svardi, Ashkenazi, Temani, every single kind of place comes here. France, England, Spain, America, South America, you name it, Australia, it doesn't make a difference. If it's a Jew in the world, from any geographical location, he will find himself here. That is what gives strength to the place behind the wall. As in when we come together on the day specifically where we have the destruction of our beloved Mikdash, of our place where we meet God, and we say we have to stop the reason. The reason, the last reason, was because of Sinas Chinam, which means that I dislike, I distance, and look away from other Jews. This place is a place where we do not look away from other Jews. This place is a place where we look towards other Jews. It doesn't make a difference what you look like. You could be Yerushalmi, you could be American, you could be Sephardi, you could be Ashkenazi. It doesn't make a difference what you look like in the Kaisel. You get in a minyan together, the guy next to you could be not religious, the guy next to you could be from Spain, and you pray together. You pray together. You daven together. You're one together. The Sinas Chinam that we had was means we had distances between us and we didn't feel one. Shalom is a language, a lashon of shleimus, completeness. On this day we have to feel shleimus together, wholeness together, oneness together. Then me and every single person around me are one. Explains the Meshech Chachma, when I feel that, that brings on all the miracles. The Meshech Chachma in the Haftarah Parshas Devarim explains that the miracles happened in the Beis HaMikdash because all Jews came there together as one. And he explains that's what we're doing in tefillah and davening in our prayers. That when we daven, we face the Mikdash. If you can't face the Mikdash, then if you can't face the Shul, you turn towards it. If not, you turn your face towards it. And if not, you turn your heart towards it. And he explains the idea of that is not only being rooted there, it's that all Jews are rooted there. When all Jews are davening, they're all rooted there. That creates the achdus. And that is directly combating the sin, the schinam, destruction, the horrible sin which we had when the Beis HaMikdash was lost. So Bechatzos, we get up, we see the Geula. How can we see that Geula? If in the first part of the day, we mourn the loss we have, we feel that we aren't together. We feel that the holiness isn't enough. We feel that we want Hashem back together with us in His palace. He's here with us in the Gullus, but we need Him here with us in the Geula. How do we bring on that amazing Geula? By all of us coming together, by coming to the Kaisel and standing in front of the wall and saying, I am with every one of my Jewish brethren. I am here together. That's what I'm doing. If Ari Levine once had a Talmud, family friend, who he was there at his bris, he was there at his bar mitzvah, he was there through all the different stages of his life. And unfortunately, this boy, who was a close, close person to Ari Levine, went and strayed from the path of Torah and mitzvahs. At one point he saw Rav Aryeh Levine in the street and he turned away because he was embarrassed that what's Rav Aryeh Levine going to say? Rav Aryeh Levine looked at him, he went up to him and he said, my dear son, I'm short man. I can't see what's on top of your head. I can't see if you're wearing a kippah or not. But I can see your heart. And you're a yid and I love you. This is the attitude we have to have. Don't look at someone else if they're wearing a kippah. What kind of kippah? How they're acting. Look at their heart. And their heart is the heart of a yid. And with this, we will bring the geula now. So let's use what's in front of the wall to bring back what's behind.